This is a Baby Brunch podcast. You're listening to babybrunch.co.za, our podcast series where ordinary people get questioned or they're in conversation because we just think they are extraordinary. And I thought a while back, how do I make this interesting? I know that we connect with our moms and dads and moms-to-be, and the one thing I struggled with and also the one thing that I enjoyed the most was to become fit, not just during my pregnancy, but also afterwards. And the one thing that I enjoyed most was reaching a fitness goal after my first baby of being able to run 5 kilometers, whereas the first time I ran, I could only do 800 meters and I fell over on the paving and I could hardly breathe. It's actually not funny. It was really hard to do, but I achieved my goal. And now after my second baby, I'm at a point again where I just want to be my best. The quote goes like this. It says, in fitness, you're not training to be fit because you want to be better than someone else. You want to be the best that you can be. And I thought, who's the best guy to bring into studio here at CrossFit and have a chat to about fitness? And oh boy, I stumbled upon fitnessfaculty.co.za, trainer of the stars. I've asked a lot of people whether they know you, and you're quite a socialite, John O'Menkes.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I'm not too sure.
It's a good thing because reputation is everything in our business. And I guess when people have good and positive things to say about you, it's wonderful, right?
100%.
Especially if there's results.
100%.
John O'Menkes is in our studio and we're going to chat to him about fitness, fitnessfaculty.co.za. This podcast is sponsored by Fitness Faculty, powered by Biogen. Strong is the new skinny. You're just 12 weeks away from the body you've always wanted. What? 12 weeks? So today is my day one.
Day one? The first day of the rest of your life, hopefully.
Sure. John, I've got so many questions around this because there's fit, there's fat. There's people who are outspoken about the way we look. Sometimes we don't feel so good. My friends are shaking it up because for lunch they have a milkshake that makes them thin. I want to pop CLA. I don't know how many. There's just so many questions, myths, where to start around. And I mean, if I had the remedy of making someone feel good about themselves and give them the body they've always wanted within 12 weeks, I'd be a billionaire.
Well, so would I.
Jono, you work with a lot of people who professionally become fit, but you also work with mothers and you work with dads. You're a dad yourself. I first want to know about your personal life. So you've got one baby.
I've got a beautiful little baby daughter, Hunter, who's 19 months old now, and another one on the way.
Another baby daughter. Another one on the way.
3 months away from popping, and very, very excited.
So you're in the company of mothers and dads who's listening. You're going to be fine, okay?
No problem. It's all fine, yeah. The hormones are amazing at this time.
Yeah.
But you either embrace it or you don't.
Mm. You look fine.
No, I'm 100%.
John O'Menkes is an international sports conditioning specialist. So you get to work with the Springbok Sevens team and all of those guys. And I mean, for them, I guess you have certain goals in mind. But here am I, I'm a mom, and I just want to get started and start eating well. What's the first thing you tell people when they come and see you?
I think, Ilana, you know, I treat my athletes wherever they are in the world or whatever team they're with exactly the same principles as I treat a house mom, a house dad, whoever it may be. And I've got a saying, and it's very, very important. And I say, you've got to build your house on rocks. So start in the basics and do the basics well and simplify your life. And once you get into that position, everything sort of seems to form into place. So as you were saying earlier, I mean, there are so many fitness fads and do this and take this and drink this milkshake and do whatever, but there's so much information, and no one really knows how to interpret it. So, you know, I thought what I would do is I would just bring everything back to basics and obviously focus on the core principles that everyone can do, you know, and that is obviously build your house on rocks, get your foundations correct with regards to nutrition, and build things around what you like to eat, but in a healthy way. And then find something that stimulates you to get moving and to get active, you know. The biggest thing that came, you know, which relates to children and fitness for me was when my daughter was born, and I'm quite a fit guy. You know, I love to train, not for the pleasing aesthetic things of looking good, or I've got a little funny tick in my brain which I need to click off every single day, and that's for me. But personally, I want to be 55, 60 years old and contributing to my daughter's life in a healthy, active way, and setting an example for her. So, you know, when she has kids one day, she'll might have, you know, be able to pass that message on.
I hear you speaking about nutrition, and immediately I feel a little bit of sigh of relief, because I think, sure, thank goodness you didn't call it a diet. You know, most of us finish our glass of wine with our children's fish fingers. You know, we don't have, I shouldn't say this to my coach publicly, but about those salad leaves and what are the other stuff? Tomatoes. The last time I cut a tomato was for my daughter to eat, you know, and then I got the leftovers, because the juggle is real. Things are busy. How do you teach people to, and I guess that in the business sense that this is true as well, because if I'm a businesswoman and I want to get my nutrition right, I could tell you that I don't have time.
That's the biggest excuse for parents at the moment. I mean, the first thing I'll say is I don't have time. Mm. Children come first, and you know, I agree with them, and I know how hectic it is, but it's so important to make time for yourself and just that extra, you know, 2 or 3 minutes of preparation and being effective with your time management can make the biggest difference. So, you know, where people are struggling with buying certain food groups themselves, you know, when I sort of say to them is, why don't you try and incorporate those food groups into what you're giving to your children and start good habits that way, you know? It's such a snowball effect of I'll nibble on my kids' dinner here and I'll finish this, and next thing you know it's bath time and you're not hungry because you've eaten half of the first child's and gone into the second
one.
How
did you know my life? What who are you?
Well, I do. You know, I've experienced it at home, and look, I've done it myself. Mm. I've seen the little, you know, chicken pieces and stuff there and had the odd grab of it, and I know what it's like, because it's actually amazing to nibble on those things that you've never had over the last 15 years. But at the end of the day, you know, what I always say to people is, if you're nibbling like that and chewing on small little bits and pieces, and you add up all those small little bits and pieces over a month, you'll be amazed of what you're actually putting into your system, you know, where it's unnecessary and it's just a habit or a train of thought, you know, and some people just don't think of it. It becomes a habit and they just keep on doing it.
So this became real for me about last week, because I had a conversation to you about alcohol.
Yeah.
And my husband and I will have a glass of wine every night with dinner, or every second night we'll have two, or we'll not have any Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then have some on Thursday. And then Jono calculated the amount of sugar that we're actually taking in per month. So I explained this to my son. I said to him, so you like your fizzy drinks, right? Let's quickly work out, if you have a fizzy drink every night, how many you are having per month. And when we calculated the amount of sugar, he's 12 now. I always tease him, I say he's 9, but he's not 9. He fell off his chair. It was amazing to show him, who can understand. Remember, we're not trying to teach him nutrition. I'm just trying to show him how much sugar he's having.
100%.
And it was an eye-opener for him. Quickly, I mean, I don't know if you have your calculator close by, but how much, if I have a glass of wine... So I'm a busy mom. So let's say, hypothetically, not me, someone out there, we're having a glass of wine every night. What am I really taking in?
Well, you'd look at an equation of what I call the 2.6 equation. So you're looking at 2.2 just over two and a half tablespoons of sugar per glass of wine. So
on its own, that doesn't sound that hard.
But what we do is we'll go seven times 2.6 is 18.2 times that by four. You're putting an additional 72.8
spoons of sugar?
Spoons of sugar in just by having one glass of wine.
By having one glass of wine every night, I'm putting
72 tablespoons of sugar extra in a month. Now, that might not sound like a lot to you, but if you actually physically take a bag of sugar and take 72 tablespoons out and put it on a table in front of you, you'll be doing flick-flacks. And that's where that extra 4 kilos that you want to lose or 5 kilos comes off, you know? So the message I'm trying to get across, I'm not a messiah, you know, and I'm not the biggest health guru known to mankind. But the thing is, I'm getting the message across to people and just saying, change this little habit, change that. Yes, we are all busy parents and we can't do much, but the small differences can make a big difference, and it could be a snowball effect of what you want to achieve going forward.
I'm imagining that someone is sitting in their car right now, never had a fitness routine. I didn't until 3 years ago when I actually realized how good exercising makes me feel. So I played the odd hockey game at school, and in between I didn't train. And after a hockey match, you feel amazing, and then you do it again next Saturday, right? If I wanted to get started, I don't now have the cash for a trainer and I don't belong to a gym. How do I get started? Like, where do I start?
I think, look, it's all about a choice in your head that you need to make, you know? And I think what a lot of mothers do is they, you know, if I'm just referring to mothers now who have maybe had kids or looking to get started, they tend to set themselves up for failure. So they'll walk into the gym, they'll say, right, we're going to get ourselves a nice gym membership, let's go. They'll walk in, they have no plan whatsoever. And then they go and destroy themselves, and they're so stiff or sore, or they get so beaten down by not knowing what they're doing, they'll walk out again, you know? So what I tend to, like the advice I give to people is, you got to build an innings, and you got, obviously, I go back to saying you got to build your house on rocks. Start slowly, build an innings, and build momentum. And once you get momentum and do small things right every day, it creates a good habit. But at the end of the day, if you're not prepared to do the work, you're not going to get the result, you know? And people give up, and consistency is king in this game. Fitness is not a difficult thing. If you're consistent, like you are, in relationships,
in parenting,
putting
the kids
business,
to bed at the same time, sure.
Everything else, you know, yes. It's, I mean, and especially in relationships, if, you know, if you're not putting time into your relationship and building consistency in your actions, something's going to give. And the same thing is with your health, you know, so it's just about being consistent over time and doing the right things and making the right choices 80% of the time.
This week was quite an eye-opener for me when I thought how important fitness and health is in terms of getting older. We have a family member that ended up in hospital, and because he was cycling every day of his life, not that most of us are going to go out cycling, but because he was active and did some form of exercise, his recovery will be much faster than someone that didn't put in the work. And I guess is what you say about that what we do now will... Well, it benefits you now because you fit into your jeans and you look really great. But it will also benefit you long term. You know, if you do fall ill, your recovery is not as long as someone who is just not health conscious, if I can put it that way.
100%. And you'll find that healthy people tend to bounce back, like as you said, from operations or health issues or anything like that. I think it just puts you on a better front foot, you know, going forward for all the aspects you want to tick off. You know, my biggest frustration is meeting people that are 50 plus who haven't done anything for 20 years, and they phone me in a flat panic because they've had their test and their medical test for medical aid, and all of a sudden it's panic stations, or they've developed prostate cancer or something, you know, and they need to make a change. You know,
So
it's all about putting yourself in the best situation going forward. You can't predict what the future is going to give you, you know, health-wise, but you can always assist it by putting yourself in the best position going forward.
Jonna, I know you as a person. trainer to the stars, that gets to travel to India and you go overseas and you help all these amazing sports people. Who have you worked with? Are they like, do you work with John T. Rhodes?
I do.
Do you really?
Myself and...
Oh, no.
I do. Myself and John T. are actually...
Shut the door.
Opening up a corporate wellness business together into India.
Oh, as you do. Well done.
So something very, very exciting. And, it's exactly what we're doing here, but just implementing it into the corporate space and trying to make it different.
What do you... Sorry, I'm actually snooping. So what do you teach the sportsmen, like how to eat properly?
Sports people are exactly the same as everyday humans. They struggle with nutrition. They need to be educated. They might just have more talent than we had. And that's why we didn't become international sports people. Yeah. But, I've dealt with international men's teams. I've dealt with international women's teams, individuals, from rugby to cricket to hockey to athletics, netball, swimming, everything. And the
Moms.
One and the one common trend is everyone is the same, It's just all about enhancing that talent that you've got or enhancing that athletic ability that you've got according to the individual, And realizing that everyone is completely different. And how do you get that message across to that person?
But Jonah, we want a quick fix. I want to wake up tomorrow and feel better and know that it's okay, that I can achieve this goal quickly. Is 12 weeks quick enough?
I think 12 weeks is a good foundation to make change and to initiate change.
Because right. surely your brain is telling you that you can't do this.
100%. And, and especially working with, the experience I've had with mothers across the country here, the biggest problem between working with men and women, which is quite interesting, is getting men to 4 weeks to initiate change, and then it steamrolls. But getting women to 8 weeks. Women need to get past the 8 week mark.
It's like when you do your Brazilian.
100%.
It's like Brazilian hair. Because there's a name.
Okay. Well, I didn't even want to go down that route.
No,
but anyway.
There's a difference. My sound engineer is laughing. Hey.
but there's
it's a straightener. Okay.
But there is a threshold with regard to initiating change. And I like to think 3 months is a good start to initiating change. Maybe cutting down some body fat, losing a couple of kilos, and then putting yourself in the best front forward.
Okay.
It's not so easy as, okay, here's 12 weeks, magic pill, and everything's
and
done
everything's
for you.
And everything's done for me. Okay, some quick fire. Can I still have cappuccinos and be strong?
Yes, you can, but to a certain extent, how many a day, Is cappuccino a suppressant for you where it's going to not make you eat your food?
Yes.
Are you eating, having sugar with your cappuccino?
Half
you having
sugar.
Are you having full cream milk? You
full
know,
cream.
Or
skinny doesn't taste that good.
Exactly. But all these things add up.
Okay. Yogurt. Can I have yogurt in my diet? My child has yogurt and I want to also have a yogurt for breakfast.
Well, if you enjoy that, I don't see why we can't incorporate it into an eating plan for you. But on top of that, you just have to look what else you're having during the day.
Right.
There's a space and balance
for everything.
For everything. And, there's one golden rule when it comes to nutrition that you cannot escape. You need to eat correctly if you want to get a result for 5.5 days out of 7.
Wait. I need to write this down. For 5.5 days
out of seven. So in theory, from Monday morning to Saturday afternoon after lunch.
Till Saturday afternoon, after the children's party.
After the party. Can I tell you why?
Do you know what they serve at those parties? I was at one on Saturday.
I've been to plenty.
Kus Sisters, bruh.
I've hosted them.
Kus Sisters, we had croissants and there were mini cheeseburgers. I looked at all of this and I thought to myself, at 11 o'clock, who cannot? Who cannot?
Well, it depends. Lots of people can't.
So, okay, till Saturday afternoon. Why till Saturday afternoon?
The classic case where people tend to go wrong is they are good from Monday to Thursday afternoon. Thursday afternoon,
the wheels come off.
Okay, so then you've got Friday, which is bad. Saturday, which is bad. Sunday, which is bad.
Then I've picked up
plus the half day on Thursday. So that's 3.5 days out of your week. Times that by 4. It's more than half the month that you're eating incorrectly.
We're chatting to Jonah Mankies. His maths is really good. Do you say you're a nutritionist?
I would like to say I'm a nutritional advisor, to be more specific about that. But I am not a nutritionist, but I have developed certain eating plans and nutritional guidelines that have been extremely successful.
I want to commend you on one thing. I saw one of your training programs, and like my cardio in the past included going into the road and running. And it's even better here in the northern suburbs when a dog chases you, because then it's just better. You just keep going, right? You motor ahead, whether you're on a bike or whether you're just running. And I loved how you incorporate a little bit of rowing and this and that. So you kind of make it, because my attention span is 10 minutes and then I forget what you said, you know? And I really enjoyed that. So I would like to recommend what you do for the person that has the attention span that I do. You know, for me, longer than 10 minutes on a bike, come on.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy that.
Yeah.
So thanks for that. Sure. The shakes and the CLA. I mean, do we even go there? Do we replace a meal?
I think, look, I've got a belief and that you need to eat your food. And it's just something that I stand by. I think there's a lot of companies out there that do offer shakes with regards to meal replacements, etc., which can be beneficial to people that are looking for certain things, such as weight gain, building strength, etc.
No, I don't want weight gain.
You know, but for me personally, and I mean, I would just want to reiterate, it's everyone to their own. But I like people to eat their food because it's sustainable. Are you going to be able to drink shakes every meal for the rest of your life?
No.
Exactly.
Because I don't want everything to taste like chocolate.
Exactly. And the thing is, you know, yes, you might go in a shake formula and drop 5 kilos in 4 weeks and stuff. But what happens after that? And it's that is the concern that I have going forward, you know. So to appeal to the masses and to everyone out there, if you've got time to go and make a shake and put the ingredients in, you've actually got time to put something together for yourself to eat.
Soup diet.
I don't like the word diet. We don't talk about diet, remember. We talk about nutritional.
Meal skipping, and what's that thing where everyone starts eating?
Intermittent fasting.
Where they start eating after 12. So you've starved yourself from the night before until, so after 8 you don't eat, and then you skip breakfast, go and gym, train, have a cup of coffee, and then start eating lunch after 12.
Again, is it sustainable? And what kind of lifestyles are you leading on the weekends to offset that? You know, so look, there are plenty.
Banting. What if I eat only the meat?
Banting, fat, all these things that are out there that it's nice to comment on and be controversial about. But I think it's just before we even venture down those roads, because there's always going to be someone, and this is what I say to every person I deal with, there's always going to be someone saying, have you tried this? There's this out there. You must do this. I've lost 2 kilos doing that. And it's going to take away from what you are trying to achieve as a person, you know. So this is what's made me successful in life, is obviously with regards to in the fitness industry and the people I've worked with, is go back to basics. Build your house on rocks. Eat the foods that you know are healthy, but in moderation, you know, and have your portion sizes correctly. Cut out the small little pieces that can make a massive, massive difference. And it's actually quite basic. That's how it is.
I haven't often met people, other than people who work in an NGO environment, who builds their business on and finding joy in seeing other people change. And it must be really rewarding being in the business that you are, because people start with you looking a particular way and they finish with you looking and feeling a different way.
100%.
What's the 3 bits of advice you want to give to someone who's struggling? Because feeling insecure about the way that you look, or not feeling nice because you're not achieving your fitness goals, or knowing that you've been on diet pills or whatever the case is all your life to just feel better, is not what everybody wants to feel like when they wake up in the morning. What would your advice be to women and men that are listening to this?
Look, I think if you want to achieve a goal, you know, you've just got to you've got to have ambition about doing things. You know what I mean? You've got to have a plan. It's very easy to sit and talk about it, but to start off, it's tough. And I understand that with people I work with who, you know, I've taken people that couldn't even walk on six in the treadmill to running half marathons, to running full marathons in a couple of months. But it's just determination and having the mental ability to make a choice, you know, realizing it's not going to happen overnight and having the consistency to do it. You know, unfortunately, as you said before, if there was a small little pill we could take to make everything go away and make it easy, we'd all be super rich and we'd be living in big houses and driving Ferraris. But at the end of the day, it comes down to being determined, putting your head down, having a plan and following the plan. And the most important thing is making time for yourself.
I love that.
30 minutes, yeah. 45 minutes, being comfortable with where you are, having a vision of where you want to be and just being gentle on yourself. As soon as you're gentle on yourself, everything else falls into place. And that's the most important thing.
Wow. If you're gentle with yourself, then everything else falls in place. I know that we've spoken about fitness and we've spoken about health. That's probably the biggest thing that I want in life. I want my children to be healthy. I want my husband to be healthy. I want to be healthy. And those for me, time and health are probably, to me, that's the most precious assets that exists in life. So thank you so much for spending your time with us to share some precious nuggets about how to get our health in order. Is there anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, change is something that we can all initiate. And for me, you've got to cross-pollinate everything in life, you know, and I'm no guru, life coach extraordinaire or anything like that, but if you have your principles with regards to your exercise, your nutrition, your relationship, as I mentioned before, your business and everything, and being gentle on yourself, marry them all together. I mean, the sky's the limit of what you can do. But at the end of the day, we can't escape hard work as well. So every small little bit ends up being a sort of an end goal for me. You know what I mean? So everything adds up.
Wow. John O'Mank is in studio, fitnessfaculty.co.za. So you don't have to be skinny anymore. You have to be strong. This podcast is sponsored by Fitness Faculty, powered by Biogen. Strong is the new skinny. You're just 12 weeks away from the body you've always wanted. Jonna, thanks for your time. Where are you off to next? Are you seeing more famous people?
I am off to India this week.
Yeah.
Just to go and head on and get the business up and running over there. And then I'll be back and then starting off with the Titans in 2 weeks' time, up with Mark Boucher in Pretoria, also with the Sundowns, with Pitsa Masamani, and yeah, just working with interesting people. But you know, at the end of the day, it's every day, everyone's the same, and I get the same joy out of helping a housewife or house dad or you know whatever it is, according to an international sports person. So it's exactly the same stimulation for me, and I love it. So hope to change many more lives going forward.
Well, I'm going to eat a pizza pie now that I've spoken to you. I can't wait to get my chocolate on. Jonna, see you at Fitness Faculty soon. Is this my day one? Was today my day one?
Day one.
Can tomorrow be day one again?
No, well, depending on how well day one went.
Because I ate a muffin.
Well, it's all about learning about the mistakes that you've made and implementing again tomorrow.
Gosh, the juggle is real. Live and learn. Jonna, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Now bring me the chocolate.